It's finally time to get serious about building your brand. You already have the skill and the talent, so let's put the pieces in motion right now. Let Trevis Bailey guide you through the process of creating a strong and consistent digital presence. Sit back and relax and prepare for your brand new life.
Greetings and welcome to your brand new life podcast. I am Trevis Bailey and I am excited about this opportunity that we have to grow into successful entrepreneurs. Through a series of in-depth conversations, I am sure that you will feel better about stepping out into your brand new life. If this is your first time, I want to say thank you so very much for listening. I don't take it for granted. I know you have plenty of other things and there are several hundreds of thousands of podcasts that you could be listening to. But for you to stop here, I am very, very grateful. And so I just want to say thank you. Also, make sure you go back and listen to some of the older episodes where I kind of bring in some of the foundational understandings and steps of, you know, creating your personal brand or a brand for your company or whatever type of market you're in. I have everything for you and they got some exciting things coming up on the horizon, so stay tuned. This is a fairly new podcast, so in case you don't follow me on Instagram already, which is at Trevis Bailey, we celebrated last week over 100 downloads in the first month of the podcast, and so I am very grateful and thankful for your support. I really don't take it for granted. There are so many people doing so many different things out here that are awesome. The fact that you came back here time and time again is just a testament that there are some people out there that really need the content that I'm putting together, and I'm grateful for that. So let's jump into today's episode. And just to kind of brief things for you real quick, I know last week I mentioned that I would have a guest on. We had some scheduling conflicts, but I'm going to take care of it and make sure that I delivered what I said I was going to deliver to you guys. So stay tuned. Give me one more week, and I'll try to make sure that that happens. So here's the introduction for this episode. If you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one. Understanding this idea is gold as it relates to who needs your service and products. As clear as it is, we are all humans and we all have a lot to say about very different things, and that makes us unique. If you're going to create something that could make the world a better place, you need to know who needs your content. So in case you haven't figured it out, today we are talking about defining your target audience. There are basically five steps and I'm going to share with you today that are going to help you define who it is that you're selling to. Because let's face it, as much as we love doing what we do, we also need to be able to turn a profit to take care of our families and whatever else we have going on. So let's just start right off the bait, come off the gate with this quote. I want to go back to it because I kind of blew by it kind of fast. But it says, if you're marketing to everyone, you're marketing to no one. That is so divinely important because people don't understand that just because, you know, your product or your service gets eyes doesn't necessarily mean that it's working for them. I went the other day and sort of looking at the pages that I liked on Facebook, and I realized that there were several pages that had nothing to do with me. You know, there were things where I wanted to support people that, you know, are friends of mine, but outside of that, they really had nothing to do with me. So for some of them, I took my like away, not because I don't support them anymore, but I'm just in a season of my life right now where I'm really looking for value. I'm looking for things and people and situations that add value to my life. And hair extensions is not really adding any value to my life. So, you know, I took just kind of evaluated the accounts I follow on Instagram, you know, the people I follow on Twitter, if they're not talking about something that, you know, speaks to my life, and they may sound selfish, but it's just the truth. I you know, disassociated myself to a degree. So let's break this down. Let's talk about your service or your product. What problem is your service or product solving? Think about it. By now, you've witnessed the takeoff of startups. You have seen how people are creating problems that are solving real life issues and then eventually being bought out by some big company. That's great. I mean, being bought out is probably a goal for a lot of startups. But let's just say this is something that you really want to do and you're passionate about it. What problem did, I don't know, Facebook solve? Facebook solved a problem where people had lost contact with each other, and embracing the World Wide Web, as it's originally known, we were given opportunity to stay in touch with each other. But It can kind of be out of sight, out of mind. And so Facebook gives us a way to log on and be able to see what our friends and family are doing, what they're talking about, who they're taking pictures with. And that's all great and fine because everybody, you know, for the most part, wants to be connected with somebody. So Facebook clearly identified their problem and now they're solving it. And remind me, I'm going to go back to Facebook for point number four, but I just thought it was important to bring that in. So think about the people that could stand the most from receiving information about your product. If you are a manicurist, there are hundreds and thousands of women that get manicures and all that good stuff. There are also a very few, you know, market of men that do that as well. So how are you showing your marketing to affect both groups? How are you putting things together that is going to benefit the person that is listening? What information are you giving that's going to give them the support they need to make the decision to invest in your product? Number two, who would be the most receiving of your solution? Now, I kind of led into this just a minute ago, but it's a very important question, and you have to be honest with yourself and about your product. Who can stand the most? Who receives the most by, you know, gaining access to your product, to your solution, I should say, because we're not treating your invention, creation, product, service as what that is. We're calling it a solution. For the rest of this podcast today, we're going to call it solution. What solution are you bringing into this world? And who can stand the most from receiving the information from that solution? Number three, what do customers stand to gain by using your service? Now, that kind of sounds like the second point, but I want to expand a little bit. Me having access to Facebook gives me the opportunity to speak to my family, because my family, we have a messenger group, and every day we say good morning to each other. We say good night to each other. We'll talk about different things going on in the family throughout the day. It's been a great way for us, even across generations, for us to stay in contact with each other. All my cousins, you know, my mom, my aunts, we're all there. And it's very nice to be able to, you know, have the interaction where we otherwise may not have, because I don't know what stage of life you're in. But for me, I don't live near my family like I used to. And so sometimes, you know, not being able to have that conversation daily kind of stinks, but it's nice to be able to know that we can log on in the morning and the first thing I can see is an encouraging, you know, GIF from one of my aunts or a joke video from my cousin or something like that. So Facebook has made it easy for people to do that. Now, that also leads into number four, because I told you this is all connected. Your target demographics. Here's the awesome thing about Facebook that nobody realized was happening. I got on Facebook when you had to have an EDU email address to join. So there was a specific demographic that they were going after. They wanted college students on their site. And so after joining Facebook, there were only college people there. And so the experience and the communication was with other college people. So here's the brilliant thing about the marketing of Facebook and how they have truly figured you out. Remember when you first joined Facebook and they started asking you about the things you like, the books you've read, you know, the movies you've watched, those different types of things. When you first started clicking like on those things, it was just for you to be able to show to your friends what you like. But in the background, Facebook was building a diary about you. And when people like me create ads, I don't know if you've seen the ad version of Facebook, but when you go in to start creating ads, you can be so deliberate about who you reach. Because if you've taken the tips and the ideas and the responses from 1 through 3, you know that middle-aged women in Tennessee, Florida, and North Carolina need your product. They're interested in your product. So now you put an ad together visually that could communicate to that demographic, but also you can go in and say, Facebook showed this ad to people who live in Tennessee, Florida, and North Carolina, who like knitted sweaters, who are grandparents. And any of them that are on Facebook will see that ad in those areas. That is amazingly brilliant. And we never realized what was happening from the beginning. We were just, you know, sharing our interests and being relatable with our friends and family. Understanding your demographics is the most important part of defining your target audience, because if you are creating ads on social media or anywhere, let's start with social media because that's, you know, where we already are. You have certain amount of people that like your Facebook page, right? Your business page or your organization page or whatever. And you create an ad because you've realized that Facebook slows down your reach if you don't create an ad. If you just make a random post, the majority of people won't see it unless they've elected to, you know, really put your content ahead of everybody else's, which is rare. So you have this group of people that like your page, and you create an ad, and you go and you click the option that says, like, show this to people who like this page and their friends. You don't know anything about their friends. You don't know anything about them, really. Yes, they liked your page, but it could be a situation like me where you're just trying to show support. You just want to encourage somebody to keep going and keep pressing toward their dreams. So yes, I'm going to show you my support by showing you I like your page. But that's not an efficient way to market, because we like stuff for random reasons, but we love the things that really show value to our lives. And so if your product shows value to my life, I want to see it. The worst thing in the world is for you to create an ad and I see it 7-8 times in 3 days. And it's because you didn't take the time to pour into your marketing. I can always tell when somebody hasn't poured into their marketing, and it's because their ad continues to play over and over and over again in various ways. And it just gets to the point where it's like, okay, is anybody else seeing this ad? And then I go and look at your page count, and your page count is like, you have 75 likes. So if you click to show this to everyone and their friends for 7 days, that's why I keep seeing it. And it tells me that you don't know who you're serving. Now, the last thing that you need to do, which is going to send you back to number one, is to analyze your results. Lately, a lot of the ads that I've been running on my personal page have been, weak. And it's because I was trying out a new audience. I was trying to see if there was more of an audience for people who support motivational speakers, who like the idea of having their own business. I was just trying different avenues, but my response, because Instagram and Facebook are linked, the response that I received on Facebook was tremendous. I mean, on Instagram was tremendous. I even got a couple of messages from people asking, you know, to help get their brands in order. And so Instagram is such an untapped market, but I could go on and on about social media. My point is you have to know who you're serving. So you analyze these results. And if you analyze these results and they tell you, hey, this group that you chose for this ad is not interested in what you're saying, then don't waste any more money there. Don't waste any more time there. Think about, go back to number one, and what is the problem that you're solving? And think about who those people are that stand to receive what you have to say based on what your service or your product does. Then you start to fill in the circle. Then you start to fill in the wheel of how to get your product in front of the right kinds of people. If you are selling pantyhose, then there's no reason for you to show me your ad, because I don't care what's going to happen. I'm not buying pantyhose. And I have 3 daughters and I'm still not buying pantyhose. I want you to take an honest look at your market. Who's really buying what you put out there? Look back at your last 100 transactions. Who are the people that have bought from you? Are they friends? Do they have like ideas of you? Do they have like ideas that support what your service is solving? What are those things that are making you different? And really start to build a plan from there on how to grab the attention of those people. I just had a friend recently that was, you know, kind of concerned about her business, and she was wondering if pouring money into Facebook ads was a benefit for her. And she finally came to the conclusion that it wasn't. And so what she did was she went and she bought some ad space on the local radio. and it was a weekend spot, so it was a little cheaper. That Monday morning, her inbox was full, and she ended up enrolling more students into her program because there was a need for what she's doing. And all she needed was the right avenue to connect her service with people that needed it. And now she's doing way better than she did last month, and she's able to count that up to marketing and to say, this is my target audience. I have found that advertising on this radio station brings me X amount of clients, way more than social media did. So I challenge you today to really understand your product and service and really understand who it is that you're serving, why you're serving them, analyze your data, and make sure that you have clearly defined your target audience. Make sure that you catch up with us for the next episode of the Branding Life Podcast, where we're going to take a dive into getting organized for good. There are so many products and tools available to help you stay organized through automation, and I want to discover it with you together. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope that you gained something from today's episode that will help you on your journey. If you are ready to jump out there and you don't quite know where to begin, log on to my website, trevisbailey.com, and you can download my free ebook that outlines the steps of creating your own brand. Also, make sure you stop by our Facebook group. Come in and join in on the discussion. We're talking daily and weekly about, you know, just making our brand stronger. And I would love to have your input on those conversations. And that's facebook.com/groups/abrandnewlife. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Get out there and enjoy your brand new life.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Learn more about Trevis by visiting trevisbailey.org. Now get out there and plan for your brand new life.